You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Welcome into Right Side Radio on WVNN News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM for the final hour of the day. I'm Ray Melick, Chief Editor of 1819 News, along with Brian Dawson, CEO of 1819 News. You can catch us on the internet at 1819news.com. We also have podcasts. Wherever you go for podcasts, you can listen to 1819 News, the podcast, Alabama Unfiltered, and also This Alabama Life for stories about Alabama. So those are three video and audio podcasts that you can pick up and be part of as well. I do want to talk about sports because I think this is one of the greatest months we're getting ready to enter in sports. We've also got a guy named Tom Brady that says he's going to come back and keep playing. And Major League Baseball, which I'm a fan of, is apparently going to try to start and get the season in. But last segment, we were talking about the race for Senate. We spent a lot of time talking about Mo Brooks. Brian, I want to come back and just sort of talk about Katie Britt and Mike Durant as well. And you know, you had a lot to say about Mo Brooks. I'm curious. You and I both met with Katie a couple of times. Have heard her speak. She's very impressive, very polished, very likable. What's your impressions on Katie and how she's running this campaign?
Yeah, I think you know, I always say she works harder than anybody on the campaign trail. There's no doubt about it. I mean, just you know, seems to say hard worker, but I mean, she really does. She, you know, she's nothing's gonna stop her, right? Like, nothing's gonna get in her way. She's gonna, you know, she's gonna put the hours in. She's gonna lay it all on the field. I will say, you know, everybody gets so in their camp that they begin to believe the, you know, kind of malicious hatred towards other people in other camps. And because we're media and we're trying to do media right, you know, we have to make sure that we don't fall into someone's camp. And so we're able to kind of like pull back from the emotion of the person in our camp saying how terrible the person in the other camp is. And so, you know, I don't think that Katie's the monster that she's being made out to be. I think she's infinitely more conservative than Richard Shelby. However, she's going to be more like Richard Shelby than any of the other candidates. And so you have to ask yourself the question, do I like Shelby? Do I like what he does? You know, every dollar that leaves the state, we get $2.50 back. Is that, you know, is that what we want? Justin Bogey talked a little bit about that. So really just figuring that out. And I like what Ray said. And you know, any of the three people that are running are going to go to DC, and for the most part, they're going to do exactly what's, you know, expected of them. Is a representative of Alabama or is a senator for Alabama. But I do think if she's going to win, if she's going to get, you know, to win and not go into a runoff to get 51% of the vote, she's going to have to figure out how to distance herself from Richard Shelby without disrespecting him, I think, because, you know, he's played such a huge part in her career. And, you know, I do think she's more conservative than he is. And so I think being able to show that somehow without dishonoring or disrespecting someone who's was kind of her mentor and has helped her out. I don't know how she does that. You know, I think a lot of the silliness of going back and forth on who's going to get the Trump endorsement right now, Mo has it. And, you know, 3 weeks ago, there was all that rumbling. It seemed like every day there was, you know, Katie Britt goes down to Mar-a-Lago and, you know, talk to Trump and all this other stuff. And I don't think those are the issues. You know, who Trump likes. Trump loves me more. No, he loves me more. Those aren't the issues. And so I've heard Katie talk about the issues. And if she gets back to talking about the issues that affect Alabamians, you know, I think she can dig into some of the more grassroots conservative people and see where that goes.
It's interesting in that one of the things that I hear very much in favor of Katie Britt is that she could be there for a long time to build up the kind of seniority that Richard Shelby had and bring money back. I say that because Katie has told us, no, I'm not going to go up there and stay 40 years. So on the one hand, the one thing that people go, hey, this is a good thing about her, she can go up there and build up a lot of seniority, she's almost saying, don't count on that. I may not want to be there more than a couple of terms. Now, in saying that, a lot of politicians go up there with that in mind, a term limit. I'm going to self-limit my, you know, the terms. And then you get there and you do gain seniority and you do gain power and you do see, hey, I can do more good for my people the longer I'm there. So it kind of becomes a seductive thing, just power and trappings of being that, yeah, the position. So I don't know that Katie, it's an interesting play on her part to come out and say, no, I'm not going to go up there and be a lifetime politician. But yet that's one thing that people do like her about her is she, yeah, has the chance to build up the kind of power that Richard Shelby has as the longest serving U.S. Senator from Alabama.
And she's a very ambitious person, right? She's driven. And, you know, you hear her story being from...
And that's not all bad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you hear her story. She comes from Enterprise, Alabama. Like, her parents aren't donors. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't come from wealth or anything like that. And so she's kind of that person that's on a mission, and she's driven. So maybe what she means by, I'm not going to be in the United States Senate for 40 years is, I'm going to do about 12 or 18 years in the Senate, and then I'm going to run for president. I don't know. I mean, it could, yeah, be... But yeah, it'll be interesting.
Something,
yeah,
else. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Mike Durant is a guy that we don't really know a whole lot about. Most of us have seen the movie Black Hawk Down. We've seen we know the story. We know that he's a very successful businessman. He almost seemed to be playing sort of a third lane in between Mo and Katie. I call it a third lane because he doesn't have the history of either of those two characters. If it's a negative, it's been said that he is part of a group that's looking to be able to get along and work with people across the aisle. Personally, I don't think that's a bad thing. I do think there are, as we found out, even in Washington, there are conservative Democrats that you could work with if it wasn't for the really loud far left wing of the Democratic Party. And then I don't know. It's an interesting scenario that you really are almost wondering, why is Mike doing this? Some people want to say he's backed by this nefarious group, but I don't really see that as being a problem necessarily. But I'm also not really sure what Mike Durant's going to be.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's got an incredible story. You know, there's, you know, one of the greatest war movies ever made, you know, was made in a huge part about him and him being, you know, taken captive as a prisoner of war in Somalia, Mogadishu, and all that kind of stuff. And you know, you look at that and you see, wow, what kind of person could, you know, come from that? And then not only did he do that, but he went from, you know, being a prisoner of war and having, you know, his spine broken and compound fractures and all these physical things and probably the mental trauma that you dealt with that situation. And then coming out and getting out of the military and then starting a business in his garage that turns into, you know, some, you know, business that's worth billions or whatever it is. I don't know the numbers of dollars. It's a global company and, you know, wow. Right. And so you see this kind of track record of pattern of excellence in his life, that you're like, well, he's probably going to continue to do that. On that PAC thing, I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to work with the other side when the other side's like Tulsi Gabbard or something like that. Right. And, but I do think that we're in a weird place as a nation now where, you know, reaching across the aisle is not really an option because of how crazy the other side really is. It's like, I'm not going to do a deal with the devil, but I'll do a deal with a Democrat. And when there's so many Democrats that are essentially, you know, at the federal level that are behaving and acting like devils, then, you know, reaching across the aisle is not something that's attractive to me. And I don't think it's attractive to the bulk of Alabamians that are going to be voting. But the question is this PAC, because that's what they always bring up. It's going to be like a Mitt Romney or John McCain, which makes me want to vomit when I even hear those people's names. Like, I'm not a fan. Right. So, I don't see Mike Durant going up there and being a Mitt Romney. I don't see that. Could happen. And so those are the rocks that are kind of being thrown at him. But, you know, the thing that he lacks is the experience. Katie's obviously, you know, been with the BCA, been with Richard Shelby. She has experience. Mo Brooks has been up there for, you know, a very long time. He knows what's going on. You know, so the plus to Mike is that he's an outsider, but I think one of the drawbacks, you know, could be, but like you said, Tuberville filled right in,
yeah,
right?
Say, he jumped right in. The same deal.
Yeah. And so and he would make the, Mike would make the argument. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, the problem is that they've been up there too long and they, yeah, know too many people, you know, we have a job to get done. So yeah, I don't know. We don't have a track record other than his life and his career. We don't have a voting history. So it'll be, You know, that does make that challenging.
From a real, just a pure political standpoint, practical standpoint, this state, you've lived here for 7-8 years. It's your home. I've been here for 30-something years. It's interesting. You know, we always joke about below I-10, the southern part of the state is its own. It's different from the rest of the state. The northern part of the state, the Huntsville area across Tennessee, is kind of its own area as well. I've heard it said, Mo Brooks, of course, from Huntsville, Mike Durant from Huntsville, North Alabama people are very loyal to their folks. If they split the vote, Katie Britt picks up Central Alabama and maybe Southern Alabama, and she has that chance just from a pure political standpoint. Does she have that chance to win this thing outright?
I don't think, and I'll say this real quick. So I don't think Mike is a regional thing. I think Mo's got the Huntsville support, but what Mike has is the military support, and the military bases are spread out all throughout Alabama, and there's a whole bunch of military in Alabama and veterans and stuff. And so he's going to get that military veteran support. Mo will probably get the Huntsville support. You know, Katie will get the Wiregrass support, and then we'll see what happens in Central and Mobile and stuff like that.
It is interesting. It's kind of fun to watch the loyalties of people as they go about this. This is Right Side Radio, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. The number's here, 866-494-9866, if you want to join the conversation. Whereas Phil Williams always says, they're solid, conservative, and just plain right. Stick around. We got more to talk about in this last 40 minutes or so of Right Side Radio with Ray Melick and Brian Dawson. Solid conservative, just plain right. This is Right Side Radio. We're normally Phil Williams behind the microphone. I'm Ray Melick, along with Brian Dawson, both of us from 1819 News. You've heard our ads on the station as the show has gone along. You can find us at 1819news.com. Sign up for the newsletter. It's free. Just put your email in. You'll get an into your inbox every morning shortly after 7 o'clock with the day's top stories, things that you need to know to get through the day. You can also look up our podcasts and the Daily Detail. Just so many options of ways to get your news that we're really proud of with the staff that we've put together and trying to bring you a new option, hopefully a better option for your daily news source here in the state of Alabama. Talked a little bit about political races. Brian, as you know, I don't know how big of a sports fan you are. I've spent my whole life in sports, so I've really enjoyed it. This week's the NCAA tournament, and you know, it used to be there were three times you could count on going to an office and seeing a TV on. One was opening day of baseball. Of course, we didn't have that, but we still begin. The other was the World Series, but then they started playing night games. I mean, I remember in fourth grade in school, our teacher bringing the TV in and putting on the World Series, and we watched it. And school stopped. And then the NCAA tournament, which is just to me the greatest month of competition from Thursday, particularly this weekend, Thursday to Sunday. And to have Alabama, Auburn, and UAB, all three back in the tournament at the same time, I believe for the first time since the late 1980s, early 1990s. And of course, Jacksonville State slipping in there. They won their league. They did not win their conference. But because Bellarmine, that was the school that won the conference tournament, was not eligible, Jacksonville State got in. So it's kind of fun if you're a basketball fan in the state for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I grew up in Kansas and Colorado were the states I grew up in. And so you want to talk about, you know, no college sports to cheer on, right, between Kansas and at least for football anyway. But, you know, Kansas, I was a Jayhawk fan and watched Jayhawks basketball, and then obviously Roy Williams, is that the coach for North Carolina? He left Kansas, went to North Carolina. Did great over there, and then obviously Roy Williams came from North Carolina to Kansas and all that. And so I haven't paid lots of attention. And then obviously Wichita State. I lived, grew up in Derby, Kansas, right south of Wichita. And so, you know, seeing Wichita State do good the last, you know, 4 or 5 years or whatever was, you know, kind of cool. But never really grabbed my attention the way that it used to kind of in my youth. I have six, about to be seven children. And so, you know, watching sports is not something that ends up on my radar as much as it used to. But, man, when I was into sports, I was into it. And I was a huge Denver Broncos fan. And so as we pivot, and I won't want to pivot now, but you know, I'm a Peyton Manning fan, right? And so I know we're going to be talking about Tom Brady here in a minute, but I'll let you go from there. But yeah, I think it's great. Auburn basketball, they can't beat us in football, so they got to be really, really good at basketball so that they can go do that. But now Alabama's even in the tournament, it sounds like you're saying, and I didn't know UAB either, so this is all news to me.
Well, it's a lot of fun. There was a time back in the 80s, early 90s when you didn't, it wasn't if those teams would make the tournament, you knew they would. And then it went through a fairly long drought. Of course, Auburn making the Final Four a couple of years ago. Alabama last year going to Sweet 16 is fun. And it's just, fortunately, I'm blessed to have a wife that loves sports like I do. She doesn't watch it as much as I do, but she understands the passion for it. So starting Thursday, it's like sun up to midnight basketball Thursday and Friday all day. And it's just, I always joke, I think this is actually true, but I had a guy tell me that more men would get their vasectomies during March because one of the things in vasectomy, you go lay on the couch for a couple of days to recover. What better time to do it than when you can watch basketball from your couch for the next 3 or 4 days? It's an odd thing. You're laughing, but that was a great way to sort of have an excuse. Say, hey, honey, I can't move around. I got to lay here and recover. But as long as I'm laying here recovering, I'm watching basketball.
There you go.
It's a lot of fun. It's really good. And then, of course, as we said, Major League Baseball, hopefully will get started soon. I'll admit, watching baseball on TV, it's just too long of a game. The nuances don't come across well on TV, but I do love playoff baseball.
Yeah, playoffs and then in person, right? That's the way to watch baseball. Oh, in person.
In the stadium, no question.
Yeah, and I like college baseball. So, see, I grew up, and I know this is going to sound terrible, and everyone's going to stop reading 1819 News when I say this. My dad's from West Monroe, Louisiana, and so I was not an LSU fan, but LSU baseball, watching those guys just hit bombs, man.
Yeah, early days of college, LSU and Mississippi State were the two great places to go watch college baseball. Yeah. Now everybody has gotten pretty good. And really, I've been to covered the College World Series out in Omaha several times. It's just, again, sun up to sundown or sun up to midnight, baseball is a lot of fun and a great way to do it. Stick around. We will be talking some more state issues. David from Huntsville, if you want to hang on through the break, we'll get you and we can talk about the Senate race right after we get back from this on Right Side Radio. Ray Mellick, Brian Dawson, filling in for Phil Williams. Stick around, more after this.